Basically, we have a baseline of emissions to be capped at 2020 level. So what that means is that by 2021, if the global aviation emits more than the level that it emitted in 2020, that emission will have to be offset that with credits that we will acquire the oil that is generated from other sectors. It could be from domestic aviation. It can be from other sectors or other markets. Maybe air credits are generated and recognized under the UNFCCC system. So that is what the offsetting does.
Does that mean it will discourage or it will encourage some of these companies to try harder to cut their CO2 emissions?
Yes, it will encourage companies to take all necessary operational measures to actually reduce their fuel emissions. If they don't, then they have to source credits and that costs money.
You've called it a Paris moment. So are you happy with the deal that has been reached?
I'm elated. I'm very, very happy. Leading to the discussion, there's been a lot of skepticism that maybe we'll not be able to get it done. But I'm very happy at the response that we've received from all our member states. I'm happy with the collaboration we've been able to achieve with the industry, who also have been our great partners in this process, as well as the civil societies, all the NGOs that have participated. The process has been transparent. They've been actively involved in the decision-making. And we've done a lot of outreach and engaging states at the highest political level. So to have all our member states, one of them, come together to reach this historic milestone is something that is very heartwarming, and we are very pleased at the result that we will be able to achieve. Being the first global sector to be able to do this is something that the international aviation community is rightly proud of.
According to some media reports, there's over 780 million tons of emissions that come from commercial flights alone. How bad is it currently?
I wouldn't say it is bad, but I will also say that we are conscious of the need for us to take our own action to join the rest of the global community in combating climate change. In that regard, let me just also underscore that we have our own inherent interest in reducing fuel burn, because the highest cost element for our industry is fuels. So over the years, aviation has been driven to reduce the amount of fuel we burn, and which means less emission. In that regard, 80% aircraft that are produced today are 80% more fuel efficient than decades ago. But having said that, our industry continues to grow. That growth is good for global economy, but it also presents this challenge that we have to take necessary action to curtail the level of emissions. And this is the reason why we've adopted this resolution on a global market-based measure called COSIA to offset any emissions we emit that is higher than the benchmark that we're setting, the baseline we're setting, which is 2020.
Negotiations to reach this agreement have taken quite some time. What were some of the stumbling blocks?
Well, like in any negotiation that requires agreement among 191 member states, we needed to take into consideration some of the concerns those states are. As different from our other technical decisions that we've been taking. And when it comes to the climate change, there are a lot of other considerations states bring to the table, social, economic, political. So it has taken some time to find a balance of in that process among our members. We now have a document, a resolution, which is supported by all major economies, states with significant aviation activity, and those that are developing states with less aviation activity, who have come together. And as of the last count, we now have more than 80% coverage of states that is responsible for over 80% of global travel have volunteered to participate in this scheme.
Would you say that the work is just beginning?
Having reached the agreement, and being the first time we are doing this, there is a lot of work to be done by our organization, by the member states themselves, to develop the necessary systems to make this the COSIA operational by 2020. They will have to develop the monitoring, review, and verification system, which is very important to be sure that everybody is playing by the rules. We will have to develop the registries to be able to account for every ounce of emission, every ton of emission, and the credits that will be applied. We will have to develop the emissions units criteria in order to determine what credits are acceptable to avoid double counting. So all that technical work has to be done, and we're already doing that. Of course, since we have a lot of developing countries that perhaps have less sophisticated system, have also volunteered to participate in the scheme. We'll be also doing a lot of training and capacity building and transfer of technology and expertise to enable them build their system to be able to effectively contribute their own quota into the reduction of emissions in the aviation sector.